Do the intro. Go. Oh my gosh. 1, 2, 3. We're the
Sore Losers!
So worse, the intro gets worse.
We'll get
every
it
time.
Down.
I think no, we'll we won't. Get... We should just get a big voice guy.
Well,
but anyway,
what would
not
he
gonna,
sound like?
We're not going to waste time arguing about it.
What
anyway,
would he sound like,
this
though?
This is the Sore Losers podcast. I am Lunchbox. I am going to run the ship. I know the most about sports.
I'm Eddie. I probably know the least about sports, although I am pretty passionate about sports. I just don't know anything, really, as far as the specifics.
I'm Ray. I got your stone cold, ice cold lock of the day. Every day of the day.
Every day of the week.
And what's your record right now, Ray?
Actually, let's go right to it. I won the last one. Benoit Pierre did win.
You're 1-3. That's yep. Like 2 days ago. We don't have time for that. So anyway, we start the show off with a little game. And so I saw Brad Pitt on a news article or something. So I wanted to ask you guys, who's the better ex for Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston or Angelina Jolie?
You mean coming from being Brad Pitt, who is the better ex? Or are you asking us, like, who do we like better?
Who do you like better?
Oh. Yeah. No, dude. Judge Brad Pitt for us.
Yeah,
no,
go into Brad Pitt's mind and tell me.
Well, Brad Pitt is pretty cute.
Oh, my gosh. We're not even 1 minute in the stupid podcast. You're making fun of me.
What part of his body are we judging?
All right. You want me to go first?
Yeah, the chicks.
Yeah,
I'm going to
go ahead, Eddie.
Me. All right. Oh, my gosh.
Honestly, I just don't think I'm not attracted to either of them. I'm really not. It's going to be tough. Angelina Jolie seems really weird to me. Jennifer Aniston looks like any other chick I've seen on the streets.
Any other chick you've seen on
yeah,
the streets?
Yeah, like
you have never seen someone that hot on the street.
Why not? She's just an average girl.
Pick
like
one.
Aniston, I guess.
I'm going Aniston as well. She is real hot. I've had a kindergarten crush on her for years. Angelina Jolie, I agree with you totally. A little weird.
And she married Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, and Billy Bob, and they used to carry each other's blood yes. in a vial on their neck around with each other, which is really, really strange to me. So I think I'm going Jennifer Aniston, but man, Angelina Jolie was so hot, but now she seems kind of a little crazy to me.
She didn't seem crazy to you then?
No, back in the day, I thought she was just hot, but then she started, I don't know, I think she's gone off the deep end a little bit.
Isn't it weird that she's John Voight's daughter? You know who John Voight is?
No, no one knows.
Oh, he's an old actor, but like that's his daughter. And you look at him and look at her, and it's like, I guess they kind of look like each other, but John Voight's not hot. She is. It's weird.
You know they don't talk, right?
But you do know who he is.
Yeah, but no, I mean, the average person doesn't know who John Voight is.
What are you talking about? John Voight's a famous actor. Google him.
Name one movie he's been in.
National Treasures. He's the dad.
Never seen it.
You ever seen the National Treasure movies?
No.
He's Nick Cage's dad in the movie.
Speaking of dad,
yeah.
Daddy got paid. Aaron Rodgers got paid.
Hey, good transition. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers got paid.
How much?
Yeah, this is how much.
The deal is a 4-year extension on his existing contract that will include $100 million in new guaranteed money. Overall, the deal is worth a total of $134 million, and the Packers quarterback will reportedly collect more than $80 million by March of next year.
$80 million by March!
Do you realize what that means? That means he will retire from the NFL with only one Super Bowl win.
What do you mean?
Because the way I look at it, if you look at the grand scheme of the NFL, once you pay your quarterback a lot of, like, huge amounts of money, your team goes down the drain because you cannot afford to pay anybody else. Name the last big money quarterback to win a Super Bowl. You can't. Last year, Carson Wentz, Nick Foles. Because
mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz is on his rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
When the Seahawks won, Russell Wilson was on his rookie deal. The only team that does it is the Patriots. Why? Because Brady takes a discount so they can retain other players. Once Russell Wilson got paid in Seattle,
they have no more money.
They don't have any more money. They can't afford people on the offensive line. They traded their center for Jimmy Graham. Then they have to get rid of all the defensive players. Their offensive line, they're not very good.
Packers are going to suck.
That's basically what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying is if you look, the big money quarterbacks, Matthew Stafford, he gets paid. Has he ever won anything? No.
Did they get rid of Jordy Nelson to pay him?
No, they got rid of Jordy Nelson because he was coming off an injury,
okay, okay.
And they just didn't think it was worth the money to keep him. He went to Oakland. So Matt Ryan got paid. after a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then they don't go to the playoffs. I think once you start paying the quarterback, Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl with Baltimore, and now they can't even make the playoffs because they're paying him all the money and they can't afford anybody else. So to me, I don't know why these quarterbacks, I guess it's, I understand you want to get paid. You want to make that money, but how much money do you need compared to winning?
Are you doubting? You're questioning why he took the money? You're questioning why Aaron Rodgers said, give me $80 million by March, guaranteed. You're questioning that?
Yeah.
You would question the money over another Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
Whoa, Ray, do you agree with that?
Listen, this money that these dudes are getting is crazy, but he's not a team player, I'm guessing, with this kind of a contract.
That's what I'm saying, is they all talk about the team about the and chicks I want to win. Dated.
He goes after the hotties that are famous. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Olivia Munn, yeah, Danica Patrick.
What am I missing?
He's kind of seeming like he doesn't care about the Super Bowl.
What am I missing, guys? This is professional sports. The reason it's called professional is because they do it for the money. They get paid. This is their livelihood. I don't think any of these guys in the back of their mind, really deep, deep, deep down in their heart, they're like, I'm in it for the Super Bowl rings.
See, I disagree. Look at Tom Brady. He takes a discount. Like, he takes less money. And so they can sign players, so they can sign offensive linemen, so they can give that Rob Gronkowski a little bit more money, so they can stay together. That's what I mean.
But Brady can make up on that money with endorsements.
So can Aaron Rodgers. Most quarterbacks can. Russell Wilson. They are the face of the franchise. So those players can make up that money in advertising dollars. So when I see him sign that, I automatically think, well, you're not winning a Super Bowl. Because no one else, you don't have any money to pay any other
players. It's a great point. I didn't even look at it that way.
Well, it's an obvious point. If one guy takes all the
obvious.
Think of a pie. If one guy takes all the pie, that leaves not that many pieces of pie.
Now that he explained it, yes,
if you're at the dinner table and your dad takes the biggest ass piece of pie you've ever seen, you and your brother and sister ain't getting crap.
So say it's Friday night and the family's there and we order pizza.
Yeah.
And I take
also circular, love it.
Take all of them and leave one. I can't feed the rest of the family with one slice of pizza.
They're going to all have to eat off that one piece of pizza. That's the Packers this year. One piece of cheese pizza.
And it's not even this year. There's this year, it's not really going to affect them because it only is like $1 million difference on the salary cap this year. It's next year when he goes up to making, I think, $30 million for the year.
It's going to affect him already. The Packers haven't been good, really.
Well, he was hurt last year.
Right,
they're good.
Right, right. And they just lost Jordy. Jordy was amazing.
Jordy was nothing last year. They got Devontae.
I'm not saying last year. They still have Devontae.
Yes.
Devontae's a man amongst boys.
He's a man amongst boys.
I like that.
And so for the next 200 days, basically, Aaron Rodgers is making $400,000 a day.
Say that quote again. I'm going to put that on Instagram.
I've heard 9 million people say it.
Okay, then I won't put it on.
What did you say?
He said he's a man amongst boys.
You've never heard that?
No, I don't listen to sports talk.
If you watch sports talk and listen to it this morning, I bet 10 guys said it.
About Adams?
Anybody.
No, about anybody. They always say, LeBron James, he's a man amongst boys.
Aaron Rodgers just signed a big contract. He's a man amongst boys.
So let me ask you guys, why do you quote these stupid people that say this stuff? If 10,000 people said that this morning, why are you quoting it? Come up with your own sayings.
He's not quoting. That is just a general saying.
By me saying that, every sports fan out there understood what I was saying except for you. And you just showed you're not a sports fan.
I like watching the sports. I don't watch people talk about sports. I don't listen.
No, people. You have to listen to the commentators.
Nah.
When Odell Beckham Jr. goes up and catches an amazing...
With one hand?
One hand over someone, they're like, oh, he's just a man amongst boys out there. They say it all the time.
Yeah, I don't. That's okay.
It's just a
saying. I thought it was cool until Ray Mundo quoted what every other sportscaster says.
So you got to understand buzzwords: home run, base hit, winning run, stuff like that.
Okay, thank you. And one, I like the and one. That's a good one.
Do you know
when they get fouled and they make the shot? But and one. Yeah.
And one's not even in season though.
That's basketball.
Learning the football ones.
Right, the football one. What's a good football one? Like after a play. I can't think of a good football one.
A good football analogy?
One of those sayings that they yell. Oh, he could go all the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a good one. But that's old.
Then that means he's going all the way for the touchdown.
He's loose. He's going to score the touchdown. He could go all the way! Who started that? Berman?
Yes.
Chris Berman started that?
Yeah, you want to talk about annoying.
He's on his way out. He doesn't even have home run derby anymore.
No, he's not even. I don't even know.
I don't even think he's on TV.
He's not on TV anymore.
They still probably give him some internet work.
they keep him to the website. He does an episode here of something.
But I do feel bad for him because, like, when he got his role diminished, like, the next week his wife died in a car wreck.
Ooh. I didn't know that.
It was a bad little time for him. I felt real bad for him. I mean.
So why do you guys not like him now?
I just kind of thought his thing was annoying towards the end.
He's a guy that talks like this, right?
Yeah.
He's got the real rap voice.
Released of when he was talking to his staff, and he was a jerk.
Yeah, and when I saw him, we used to do a sports show with Bobby Bones and Andy Roddick, and we were in Indy for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And my responsibility was to just go find someone to come and be on the show and interview. And Chris Berman was in the lobby. So I went up to Chris Berman, and I was like, hey, man, you know, you got time to come up here and be on the show? And he just walked right past me, ignored me. And then, okay, so I'm down there, and he comes down from the elevator again. I was like, okay. So I go back up to him, and he just gets on his phone like he's busy. He's like, no. And just keeps on walking. Like, it was just kind of rude.
No.
Yeah, like real gruff and whatever. So whatever. Maybe he was having a bad day.
He was probably going to do an episode of SportsCenter.
Right. He may have had something going on, but whatever. Right?
Whatever.
Everybody has a bad day. Everybody, you know, can't be perfect. And,
exactly.
You know, I mean, look at Urban Meyer. He has bad days, and he still has a job at Ohio State. And tonight's the night that college football starts. I mean, this is it. This is when it happens. Tonight.
Where does he watch the game from? His couch? Does he go to Buffalo Wild Wings?
Urban Meyer?
Yeah.
Does Urban Meyer watch the game with the other assistant coach that got fired?
No.
Can he even go to the press box?
No.
I guess he can't.
I don't think
he can
go to the stadium.
He can't even go. He can't even buy a ticket, get a, you know, just popcorn.
Does Urban Meyer have a couple people over for the game?
Yeah. Who does Urban Meyer invite to the game? Like, if he's going to watch it on his couch, does his family, are they... Does the family stay away because they're like, oh, this is going to be awkward?
Yeah. You have plans with your friends. You're doing something else. Yeah. You don't want to be there with dad while he's at watching an event that he's supposed to be at because he got in trouble, so he can't be at it.
Go to your friend's house.
Yeah.
Just leave the house.
Does the wife, does she make chips and dip?
Yeah.
Is she
the wife's always there
event?
For the husband. You know, ups and downs, you're there.
Yeah,
you
have to be
support.
There. No, she doesn't make that. They have it catered. They're so rich, they just have it catered.
But I think she'd probably act like she made the French dip. You know, bring out a bowl of chips. Not a lot of work, but support her husband because, you know, she sticks behind, you know, she stands behind her man.
That's a tough situation. That's an awkward, first game, Ohio State. Oh, honey, where are you going to watch the game? Get out. Or, like, how is it around the house?
Yeah. Hey, sweetie, were you thinking about having some people over for the game?
Shut up! I mean, right? He's not happy.
He has to have people over for the game. He can't watch it by himself. That's even worse.
Hey, Ray, who would you invite if you were Urban Meyer and you're having it at the house?
You got to invite your boys. Just tell them to swing by a gas station and get a six-pack.
Just like your old friends? Like your old running buddies?
But at the same time, you got to tell your friends. You got to tell them, hey, I'm going to also have a couple notepads. It's not going to be like, because I'm still kind of a coach.
See, I think...
It's still working.
Yeah, he's still
writing notes.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, if I accidentally every once in a while have an outburst where I call a play, I just think I'm on the sidelines accidentally. His TV's so big. I bet at times he thinks he's in the game.
Oh, he has a theater in his house.
You
where
guys
he
don't know
watches.
Any of this crap.
But you have to imagine his house is huge, and he has a theater that he can watch it. And I also, I think he...
Does he watch the game naked?
You all are
no,
so stupid.
He does not watch it naked. And
I would.
I don't think he has people over, because he's still in coach mode. And I have a feeling when he sees something, he's texting someone on the sideline saying, hey, watch out for this. Or they're doing this
great
wrong.
Great point.
They should also stop that.
Is that legal?
No, it's not legal.
I've never seen. I'm going to watch this weekend, and I'm going to see if any coaches pull out their phones.
And if you see them looking at their phone,
you know
that's what's
happening, dude.
They're not going to. He's not going to be dumb enough to text one of the coaches. There is someone in place that gets the text and radios to the coach.
Okay, but it's going to be 5 minutes delayed. Like, what's
the point?
And
also with the reception.
What they're going to say, he's going to say is, hey, the next time you guys have the ball, run that play again. Wide receiver, whatever, Jackson was open on the left. Look at it again. He missed him. You know, something like that. Or you're doing this wrong on defense. Try this defensive strategy. That's what I'm saying. He's going to see things and be able to communicate.
I don't doubt that one bit. I think you're right. I mean, why wouldn't he do that?
Yeah, that's what he's there for.
Dang, that's crazy.
He's suspended, but is he suspended?
He's not really out.
Right. And so with college football starting tonight, do you guys have 4 teams? Do you have your 4-team playoffs? Who's going to the playoffs?
What are you talking about? I'm out. I'm out of this one. You guys talk about it. I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't know.
It's just a guess. That's why I said college football predictions. What 4 teams make the playoffs? Everybody just guesses at the beginning of the year.
I got to go Bama, Clemson, and then I'm going to dig deep for these next two. Man, give me Michigan. Bama, Clemson, Michigan, and then number 4, Ooh. Oh, yeah. What about those guys? Oh, yeah. The U.
Wow.
So the U, Michigan, Clemson, Bama.
Okay.
Probably kind of typical picks, but I'm not that great of a researcher. I got to watch the games in person and stuff.
I understand. I'm going Wisconsin, Auburn.
They score 2 points a game, both teams.
Wisconsin.
Continue, sorry.
Auburn, Clemson, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. They don't even have Mayfield anymore. You know that, right?
Yeah, you know who they got? Kyler Murray.
He's good.
Bad A. Transferred from A&M. Woo! He is going to be so good. And I'll take Wisconsin to win it all.
The whole thing?
Coach, they don't score more than 10
Wisconsin
points.
To win it all. That's my pick.
This is football, right?
Coach, I think he's doing Big Ten basketball.
Yep.
I think he's doing basketball. No, this is, that's your football pick. Okay, all right. I mean, if I had to pick four, Bama, Clemson,
yep, copied me on both
Florida
those.
State.
Good call, though. They got Francois.
And then, listen to this one. This one will go all the way. They'll win the national championship, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Yeah,
Notre
I don't
Dame.
Even know if you pronounced your number one pick.
Notre Dame. Notre Dame will win the national championship.
Yeah, and I entered a college.
That's how stupid these picks are. Like,
did you
I
just
no
watch
idea.
Rudy last night?
Yeah, exactly. Rudy, 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 Rudy. Coach Dan Devine.
I'm gonna go inside. We're gonna go outside him. And then when we're not gonna pick him.
You know the cool thing about Notre Dame? You can watch almost all their games because they're on NBC.
They're on NBC.
I love
every
that. I love
weekend.
The Cubs on yes. WGN.
Yeah, and Rudy, they watched them every
yeah,
week.
I really wish WGN still showed the Cubs games.
Yeah, why don't they? They are on MLB TV or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, MLB TV has them. I don't know why they did that. If they weren't making enough money or it was too expensive or they just got rid of baseball altogether. But they had the Cubs when I was a kid growing up all the time. Then they started doing half and half between the Cubs and the White Sox because the White Sox won the World Series and they thought the people cared about the White Sox.
They don't.
And now they don't show anything, and I don't understand why
old
that is.
Old movies, but I'll randomly look at WGN. I'm like, oh, no Cubs game.
I always go to WGN to see if they're on TV.
WGN was always weird because you would see, like, you would watch the Cubs, and then you would watch their local news. Like, I don't care what's happening in Chicago, but the whole country can watch what's happening in Chicago with their local news.
That was pretty cool.
Pretty funny.
A man was murdered on the south side. My mom's like, oh, get inside. I'm like, Mom, it's the WGN
Mom,
Chicago,
Chicago
news. It's not Michigan.
Come
we're
on.
In the country. A man was killed brutally on the south side today.
And just so you know, before the season starts.
Go
ahead. I like it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
In other news.
On to the weather
we're
over
actually
there.
Actually getting some rain this weekend.
Yeah, Charles, anything coming off the lake today?
As a matter of fact, the high tide is coming in at about 4:30 a.m. tonight.
And watch out for the Dan Ryan. It's going to be another busy one tonight during rush hour.
There's a reason they call this the Windy City. Coming up after this break, we'll tell you about the wind that's supposed to be coming up.
Be careful. Thanks for watching that Cubs game. They'll be back on tomorrow.
So true.
It is
and then
true.
You could watch the lottery being drawn in Chicago. Yeah. Like,
the
Illinois lottery. They had the balls.
Like, that's so funny,
I mean,
dude.
I remember that as a kid vividly. After the game, the Illinois lottery would come on and the balls would boop, 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 boop. Right. Number 7, 26. Good luck, everybody.
Good luck with everybody.
Like, oh, yeah, that's it's so good.
That's awesome.
All right, well, I'm picking the Wisconsin Badgers to win it all, and I got Jarrett Stidham, the quarterback from Auburn, to win the Heisman Trophy.
Oh, wow.
That's it. And my bold prediction, USC's coach Clay Helton will be out of a job by the end of the year.
Why?
I just feel like there's
What's their record?
I don't know. I just feel like they hired him a few – I don't even know when they hired him, but he hasn't really done much, and so – they keep talking about USC's. Like last year, they started in the top 5, and I don't think they finished in the top 25.
Yeah, they were terrible towards the end.
And
they
so,
did have Darnold, though.
Yeah, and so I got him getting fired, and
you love Darnold.
That's my thing. Yeah, and I'm excited. College football back tonight.
What's tonight? UCF and who?
I don't
Connecticut.
Know, but you have Northwestern against Purdue. Purdue is a 1-point favorite. Give me Northwestern plus 1.
We're talking about football or basketball?
Football.
Okay.
Because I am in a bowl. I'm in a college football
pick 'em.
And let me tell you, I am terrible at picking the spread in college football because they have the craziest lines, 24 points. And last year I got dead last in this thing. And I was like, I'm not doing it again. I'm not throwing away $100, but I'm back in it. I'm back in it because my buddy's
sucked
like,
in.
Yeah, they it sucks me in. College football does that to you. Turn on the TV tonight. Watch some football. Yeah, I'm pumped. And speaking of football, your boy Tony Romo,
yeah,
career change, you see that?
I saw that. So he tries to qualify this weekend again?
No, he started yesterday, okay, and he shot an even par 72. He's six strokes off the lead at the web.com qualifying tour.
What does he need?
They don't even know. They don't know how many spots they're competing for, but he needs to get better than six off the lead. I'll guarantee you that.
I mean, how long has he been trying to be a pro golfer? It's just, dude.
He's so good, though, to be able to actually get in this tournament. He's so good.
And Coach Eddie, you try to be a pro golfer. I swear the other day you had a stick in your hand and you were like, I'm pretty close, man. I'm pretty close to giving a shot at this thing.
I'm pretty good at golf, but
no, you're not.
You think in the back of your head that you could enter a local tournament and maybe parlay that into something else. I know you do.
I
know
think
you do.
There's a little bit of hope because there's a little bit of hope.
You're
because
delusional.
This is the one sport where I can be pro at age 60.
You're
like,
delusional.
Like I'm 39 right now, and I feel like if I go hard for 5 years even, if I go hard, I have a chance of making the senior tour, dude.
And I've never seen Eddie play the game without a Coors in his hand.
I do play worse when I drink, though. Uh-huh. I got to stop that. And another thing I've been trying to do is I go to the putting green, man, almost every day after work. I go for an hour, just putt a little bit, get better at that chipping into that short game.
You think these greens are tough at the little munis we play? You have no shot. You could play for 5 years solid, never go to work, just play every day,
yeah,
and you wouldn't have any shot at making the senior tour.
Thanks for your confidence in me. Like,
I'm just telling you what it takes.
So in his defense, there was that one course, McCabe. I swear, some of those putts, man, you were like putting on glass.
Yeah, dude. And
that ain't the Masters, I don't know what
last
is.
Last time I played with Ray Ray, that was my record. I shot a 76.
And I don't know if it's because there wasn't a lot of good grass on the greens, but the ball was moving real quick that day.
And that course is a little easy. Let's be real.
A little easy, very easy.
You don't lose a ball at that course.
Yeah, there's no water. It's nothing. There's no danger. They're short holes.
Yeah.
My recovery shots were on point. Here's the thing. You don't even play from the tips, and you're talking about you could play on the tour.
Well, that's the thing. I think the seniors, they bring that up a little bit because you can't play tips once you're like 60 years old. So I'm banking on that. You're right. I just have no distance off the tee. But other than that, man, I'm getting pretty strong.
Yeah, and if you aren't pleased with your local course, with how they do the greens, how they have the fairways, say something to one of the club guys. I'll go up there and I'll say, hey, man, what was up with those greens? It's like the Masters on Sunday. They water those things.
Dude, I was watching the PGA Championship, and they had one of the pros. I mean, he made the cut, and he was the only one that made
the
cut.
He was the only one. And he shot like a -3 for the
tournament.
It was
awesome, dude. And that guy gives me hope. Look at him there with his little sailor hat on, and like, dude, he looked like such a grandpa.
Yeah, he was kind of like a fat dude.
Yeah, I love it.
I always see it at the clubhouse. They have it held up in like a poster board, and it says tournament this weekend, and it's written in like crappy marker that they just found.
Have you ever been there when they go on?
No, but
all
it
those
says,
guys are 80 years old.
$10 to enter. Winner gets $800.
Yeah,
and there's all people named that looks like you entering those tournaments.
Yes,
that think they're gonna then parlay that into another tournament.
No, they probably make money. I mean, if you're good and you're playing in your local tournaments,
right,
and you're
or you're playing with the guys that play every day, you guys have a little gambling ring going on that. You're not supposed to, but they sit. If you go and you watch them in the clubhouse, they sit there and they're tallying up scores and throwing money around. Man, we're all going to be that way one day.
We're headed that way.
And you say not supposed to. When we go to the clubhouse, there's nothing but money on these tables that these old guys are passing around.
They don't care.
It's amazing.
I love it. And I'm like, if you guys play every day for this amount of money, what did you guys do for a living? And can I get in on it? Because how do they just have that money just throwing around? Because they're not working.
They get the money every couple weeks.
Right.
They get Medicaid and Medicare. Social Security, man. That check comes in.
Once they get that, they go turn it into ones and they go play golf.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know. They're going to run out of retirement money.
Not if they're winning those tournaments.
Yeah, they're not Aaron Rodgers. They don't have $100 million coming to them in the next 3 months.
So what would you guys do with your big raise if you were Aaron Rodgers? Right now.
See,
you know you're going to get, what is it, $80 million in March, okay? So you're making a big purchase for March. What would you buy?
An island.
For $80 million, you'd buy an island?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where? Caribbean somewhere?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Ray?
$80 million, I got to go mansion, but making a mansion so a lot of my family can come, and they'll have little mini mansions on the property. So I have the major mansion, and then their homes
will be... So you're
going to
have a compound.
Yes, and theirs will be the mini mansions. Like,
Sis
lives way back there in a mini mansion, but it's not as big as mine.
You need an ATV to get there.
Always. And so all the kids, when they go to Grandma and Grandpa's place, they all just hop on little golf carts, ATVs, souped-up things. And rarely do we leave the compound. Maybe we go to a restaurant sometimes, a nice one.
Put the restaurant on the compound.
Not for $80 million. You need a little bit more than that.
Okay. I'd get a private jet and go visit both of you guys.
He already has a private jet.
Who? Rodgers?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not Rodgers. I just got $80 million. That's a scenario. I just signed a deal like Rodgers.
For $80 million, you're buying a private jet?
I'm buying a private with my pilot, and I'm going to go visit you dudes. And then I'd probably give the rest away to charity, guys.
Yeah,
be
you
honest.
Know what I heard about private jets? They're the biggest waste of money.
Exactly. It's cheaper to rent one than buy one.
Yeah,
good
because
job with
they're
the money.
Not using it.
Hey, good job. Good
I would
job.
Use it to go. I'd have breakfast in Paris, and then I'd go to Italy for lunch, and then I'd be back home by
and
dinner time.
$80 million would be gone in about 6 weeks.
I didn't say I was trying to keep it forever.
Yeah, and that's why millionaires that win the lottery go broke. Eddie's the prime example. Thank you.
Got me.
I mean, I'd buy an island and just chill on my island. Put it in the bank, and I learned on Hard Knocks, if you put it in the bank, in 9 years, you'll double your investment.
Smart. Yeah, that's funny. I saw one of those dudes, though. Didn't one of those dudes get in trouble? Some financial fraud?
Oh, yeah. He got cut. He did insider trading, made $1.2 million.
He probably learned from that Carl,
right,
dude.
Boys.
No, he was on. No. Yeah, you're probably
that's,
right.
That's the first thing I thought when
yeah,
I saw that.
That's funny. And by the way, I owe you an apology. My wife is now watching Hard Knocks with me. She enjoys the storyline. So it's not about football, but she does enjoy. She's like, "Oh, I hope that guy makes a team. I'm cheering for him."
All right, so and real quick, go ahead, say,
Coach. I have to.
I know. So go ahead.
I said I was wrong. I apologize.
I said
you were right.
Well, let's just rephrase it. Let's rephrase it, Eddie. I am
wrong.
So.
No, there's nothing to be sorry about. I was just saying I didn't think my wife would watch it, but she does enjoy it.
Okay. I think I probably just saved your marriage, though. You're welcome, dude.
Oh,
not bad.
Gosh.
All right. Ray just ran out of the room, so we got to wrap it up.
All right.
Hey, follow us on Twitter, Sore Loser Show, and then Instagram, Sore Loser Podcast. We're posting more stuff on Instagram, so we're kind of getting that excited. We're getting that kind of filled up with stuff rolling, yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy college football tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, and the big weekend starts, and that's a wrap.
And then Ray's usually the one that controls the buzzer, so I'll just do it myself.